Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Dave Lent. Dave Lent's love affair with the video camera spans 4 decades. He has many long-standing relationships with news and corporate clients. In addition to doing his freelance video work, Dave has produced 7 documentaries, including The 5 Keys to Mastery, an inspiring video which includes interviews with people who have used the 5 Keys to become masters at what they love to do. To connect with Dave Lent, visit his website at www.daveandcompany.us. That's daveandcompany.us. And to find out more about the 5 Keys to Mastery, you can also visit their website at the5keystomastery.com. That's theKeystomastery.com. Hello, Dave. Are you there?
Hi, Margot. Wonderful to be here. You're like a brilliant ray of California sunshine in a cool, drizzly Washington, D.C. day. Thank you.
Oh, that is so nice of you. Warm golden sunshine is what I love to be and love to see. So you're saying exactly the right words to me.
So what's going on in that brilliant mind of yours right now? Tell me.
What was that?
So tell me what's going on in that brilliant mind of yours right now.
Thank you. What's going on in my mind today is the 5 Keys to Mastery, and I'd really love to talk to you about the 5 Keys to Mastery. And before we get started talking about them, for our audience's sake, I'd like to say what the 5 Keys are and then talk to you about more details about why you made the video and or DVD and stories from it, from making it. The
Margo,
5 Keys... What?
We charged $19.95 for that video, which says what the 5 Keys are. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I'll share it with you. Key number one, surrender to your passion. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll just say that your passion is also, or you can call it many things. You can call it your calling, your bliss, mm-hmm. your lights, your music, as you call it, your style, mm-hmm. your way, your purpose, your brand, your gift, your genius. So surrender to your passion is giving in to that that thing that makes you uniquely what you are, or that uniqueness that you are, that has been calling to you practically our entire lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And giving yourself to it. And then number two, get a guide, somebody that can help you learn to do what you love to do better. And somebody who can radically and shorten your learning curve. Number three is practice, practice, practice. Once you learn how to do it properly, you do it all the time. And there's, you know, we know all the 5 Keys, but we know them by so many different names that a lot of us haven't seen the forest for the trees. So practice mm-hmm. is like commitment, it's diligence, persistence, patience, perseverance, baby steps, just do it. A lot of words for practice. Number four, visualize the outcome, my personal favorite. Visualize the outcome as imagining something, envisioning something, dreaming, fantasizing, diagramming, conceptualizing, breaking it down, seeing it, focusing, framing a problem, building a model, keeping your eyes on the prize, setting goals, deadlines, business plans. You get the picture. Number five is play the edge. This is find where your boundaries are and then push those boundaries. And this is the discomfort zone. And it's not easy to get comfortable in the discomfort zone, but that's what play the edge is. Pushing your boundaries, push the envelope, raise the bar, reach for the stars, the sky's the limit, kick it up, give it 110%. We know, you know, those are some of the terms that we know for play the edge. These 5 Keys are what I think everybody who is really good at what they do have in common.
You know, it's so funny because when I first met you in our Toastmasters Club years and years and years ago and you started talking about the five keys, I took two of them right away. And I studied personal psychology, as my husband calls it, positive psychology, spiritual growth, all of that for so many years. And these five keys really are an incredible reminder for us all to do the things like, well, for me, number one, surrender to your passion is, like you said, it's live your music. Live the music you hear calling you. Wayne Dyer's always said, don't die with your music still in you. And Emmett Fox, in his little book, Your Heart's Desire, calls it your heart's desire. And it doesn't have to be just one. For me, when I read that, I realized that I had four. And the first one was to be a mom. The second one was to write, the third one to sing, and then actually this radio show turned out to be a heart's desire, something that just got a hold of me. It was an idea that got a hold of me, and it just wouldn't let go, and it was just something I felt called to do. And so to me, it's you're right, surrender to your passion is live your music, it's your heart's desire, as Emmett Fox, sometimes your heart's desire is something you're actually afraid to tell anyone because it matters to you so much. And that was actually true with all four of those things for me originally.
Hey, Margo, have you ever considered thinking about the list you just gave me of your consecutive passions or simultaneous passions, that there might be a deeper common passion to all of them?
There might. I'll
give you an example. My passion, my calling, I'm glad you talked about I work as a news cameraman. That is my money hustle, okay?
Right, right.
That is what I do to pay my bills. My
right.
calling, my passion is making documentaries. But my passion is also making pizza or telling a good story or sharing a joke. Because I think there's a deeper passion for me, and I wonder if it might be the same passion for you, that I love more than anything else the gratitude I feel or the joy I feel from doing something for somebody or giving something to somebody that makes them happier, wiser, more successful, more joyful. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think you're right. I think you've got something there because every one of those four things that I feel called to do are ways of being happy and spreading happiness and feeling joy myself, but also helping other people feel joy. And you're right. When I see other people feeling joyful, feeling encouraged, feeling inspired, that gives me an incredible amount of joy.
Yeah, and you, like me, have been a longtime student of the five keys. So you have internalized them in a way that few people that I know have. So you're starting to see the spiritual dimension. I like to think about and talk about the five keys as the martial art that I use for a living. It protects me against toxic forces because I have, with the five keys that I've been practicing for, 15, 17 years now, I have a psychological and an emotional stability that's similar to the kind of emotional stability that someone has who has a deep faith in a god or a deity. You know what I'm talking about, that kind of feeling?
Like, oh, totally. And and it doesn't matter what we call it. It doesn't matter whether we call it God or source energy, the universe. I love Julia Cameron calls it the great creator or great artist.
Yeah, I call it the universe.
Yeah, the universe.
Because that's
is
where these five keys come from. They come from the they're universal laws.
Universal principles, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd like to bring up George Leonard's name now because George is the person that discovered the five keys. George was an Aikido teacher for 34 years, and he noticed that students who went to the top seemed to share common traits. So he decided to spend time studying these students and identified five traits and gave them names and called them the five keys to mastery. And I think that it's kind of poetic that the five keys came from the study, George's study of Aikido students, because Aikido is a unique martial art in that it's the only martial art where you're required to protect your attacker as well as yourself.
Wow, and that's interesting.
Yeah, that's why it's the most difficult martial art. And being around George, you know, when he was speaking or when we were sharing a stage, I learned a lot from him of how to apply the Aikido techniques he used in living his life to my life. I'm not talking about the physical throwing people on the mat or being thrown.
Right.
I'm talking about how to deal with a heckler in an audience. Well, you blend with that person. You harmonize with that heckler. And pretty soon, it's like, hey, I agree with you, sir, but what are we two doing against so many, you know?
It
diffuses the situation, yeah. And you can use it in any... I wrote an interesting article called Aikiland. An Aikido teacher wrote a little article, and he said the three things he does when he walks into any situation, and these are very Aikido and very five keys things. Number one, feel where you are. Number two, harmonize with where you are. Number three, give something to where you are. So when I walk into a supermarket, or Whole Foods, where I spend way too much money, I go up to the checkout counter and I do those three things. And it's just amazing how much can happen in one place.
Wow, that is really cool. And it also would put you firmly in the moment, which would be great too. Because
yeah, you forget all your troubles and you're stress-free for that moment.
Well, it's that, but also life is so busy and there's so many distractions. It's so easy for people to just get distracted and not actually be in the moment and not actually just enjoy the moment, enjoy talking to whoever they're talking to, say at Whole Foods or wherever they are, and that would help you be in the moment, what you're talking about right there.
Yeah. Hey, Margo, I want to move back to surrender to your passion for a moment.
Okay.
Because I wanted to tell a short story about, I know there are a lot of people that have not yet discovered their passion or maybe don't even have the notion to think about what their passion might be.
Okay.
I was given
I'm sure you're totally right. And some people might say, I'm music? I have music in me? Or I have a heart's desire? What does that mean?
So if you haven't discovered your passion yet, listen to me here now.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I was up at Fordham University. I was giving a five keys play shop to a class of MBA students, Masters of Business Administration students. I was invited by the professor to do this. And during the Q&A session at the end, a student got up and he said, you know, I know now that my passion is acting. But I gave it up because I kept failing auditions. And now I know that I need to, like, practice and just go back and keep auditioning because eventually, if I love it, which I do, I'll succeed. But the thing is, my wife, she wants me to stay in the MBA program because she's visualizing nice home, couple of cars, family, this great future. What do I do? And I had never heard that question before. But the professor, he jumped up and he said, if you don't follow your passion or answer your calling, you're not only betraying yourself, you're betraying everybody who loves you and everybody you love.
Oh, my God, that really makes you think twice about betraying your passion, doesn't it?
That's how important it is. I mean, just think, Susan's passion is...
Your wife, just for the list.
Her passion is to end poverty, whereas most, if not all, other aid organizations, they visualize putting a dent in world poverty, right? Susan has the big picture. She wants to end world poverty. That's her vision. There are 700 million women languishing in extreme poverty right now. Susan created this place in Nairobi, Kenya, where these women can go and get all the know-how and tools that they need to work their way out of poverty. But
That's fantastic.
Yeah, now we've moved on to visualize, which is my favorite.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so you went back to surrender to your passion, and then...
Oh, my point was,
get a guide and practice. You know, I thought in the original, I thought the five keys, it went with surrender to your passion, then practice. And I always thought get a guide should be number two. So
yeah, well, the reason that happened is because George said in my interview with him, but what if you're practicing wrong? Because he was talking about practice earlier, then it'd be a good idea to have a teacher. So I was I wanted to use that wonderful soundbite so much that I had to put get a guide after practice. But you're right, it belongs number two. But
it really does. You know, that was my only problem with the video is that I thought, you know, it would be a good idea to get the guide and then practice. But, you know, if you're practicing and you're doing it wrong, and then you do need to get a guide. But get a guide is just such a great second one. So whatever
hey, Margo,
it is that
can I interrupt
to
you
do,
just
get
a second?
Guide. Yes,
can
of
I interrupt you just a second, just to finish off that little story I started to tell about these women in Nairobi. Imagine if 700 million women unleashed their passions and their potential and their creativity on the world, people who are not able to do that right now. Imagine how the world would be with 700 million more women following their passion.
How about 700 or more million people, not just women? You know, I mean,
right.
I think it's awesome about the women, but one of the things my brother's always saying is that so many of the authors that write about personal development and spiritual growth and everything, that they end up with all these women in the audience, and he feels like he's one of the only men.
It's mostly been women in Five Keys play shops.
Well, you know, I know that is the biggest audience, and it's just because of the fact that women feel more comfortable. And then there's also the fact, like my brother's discovered, that since there's so many women there, that men feel less comfortable going. And that's part of why with my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, that I wanted it to be for everybody. I have a son, I have a husband, I have brothers, I also have sisters. But, you know, for me, it's... all of it is for both. It's for men and women, boys and girls. It's for everybody. And the five keys would be wonderful to teach to little kids as well as to teenagers and college students. And aren't you going to be doing a thing for college students as well?
I want to do a college tour with the Five Keys Play Shop with Susan. I want to start it sometime this year. I'm starting a documentary for her organization in Nairobi soon. But when that's done, the Five Keys Play Shop college tour and corporate tour are next. But, you know, getting back to the number of women in the audience, my theory about this, why there's so many women that get this, is that this is why women are taking over the world, because they're not afraid to ask for directions.
Oh, you know, that is so true.
It's cliche, but it's true.
It's funny, but that's why it's funny, is because it's so true. You know, before we forget to mention it, I just wanted to say, besides George Leonard, and I'm so thankful I got to meet him when you had the showing of the film here in Mill Valley before he passed away. But he was just so incredible, and it was such a great thing to meet him. His energy was just fabulous. But in the video or DVD, you've also got B.B. King, Carlos Santana, you've got actors, you've got Paul Reed Smith, who's the owner of PRS Guitars, for all those musicians
Nobel Prize
out there.
Winners, yeah. Nobody said no, Margo.
What?
Nobody said no.
Yeah. There's some amazing people in there, though. There's actors, there's acting coach, there's the model, there's Olympic medal winners, there's... a Nobel Prize winner, there's a news anchor, there's all these people that you can hear little bits of what they discovered with the five keys. And I highly recommend that people see it, whether they buy the DVD from your website or from... Is it available on Amazon also? I don't know, but it is available
at
the Dave & Company one, and...
And,
I think it's available on the 5keystomastery.com.
Yeah,
I didn't check
absolutely.
That one.
Yeah,
it probably is. But I highly recommend that people get it. And one of the things that really, really helped me a lot, and like I said, I met you in Toastmasters originally when I had just started being in Toastmasters and had no idea how to get up in front of the group and talk to them. It was something that had terrified me and fascinated me for a long, long time. And the five keys were really helpful for me in that as well, because surrender to your passion. In that sense, it wasn't that I really wanted to be a speaker, but I wanted to be able to at least talk about my book. That was why I originally joined Toastmasters, as my writing coach had said, you know, Margo, you are going to have to talk about the book. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, oh, no. But then there was guides. There's mentors there, and we would practice, and you would say visualize the outcome, and then playing the edge, like you said, it's getting past where you're comfortable being. It's past your comfort zone. It's not just staying in that same comfort zone. And that's part of what helps you feel fully alive, is when you do push that comfort zone. And by having a coach or a guide, a mentor, a teacher, somebody who can help you practice right. And the voice is a really good example of that, because they have coaches that help them on that show. And Dancing with the Stars is another example of that, where they teach them. And
the world that we live in right now is pretty generally a discomfort zone, isn't it? Have you noticed how
mm-hmm.
how sensitive people have become, you know, with all the invasions of privacy and people
mm-hmm.
knowing much more about us than we want them to know? I think that our technologies have created a second skin around all of us, and we haven't learned to live in this new technological skin yet, and so we're real sensitive to being touched in the way we're being touched,
mm-hmm.
ways that we're unfamiliar and not prepared for. I think the five keys is a way to defend ourselves until we get comfortable and can live more gracefully in this new, strange new world.
I think you're right. I can't believe how often I look at I have that little plastic card that you created that's like a business card size that has
yeah.
the five keys on it. And I look at that so often, because it does remind me that whenever I want to try something new, that I need to surrender to that passion, and then I need to get guides, and I need to practice, and visualize the outcome and play the edge.
Yeah, and your little card, that is a visualization that you have, a little visualization.
Mm-hmm.
I love to talk about visualization, because a lot of people say, you know, you think something, you visualize it in your mind and it comes true, but there's work to do. There's things you have to do to successfully visualize, and I think it's important to get it outside of your head into something that you can see every day. And this is where, you know, affirmations come from. You know,
mm-hmm.
you put an affirmation up on your refrigerator, and you don't even need to consciously look at it, because your subconscious mind sees it all the time.
That's
so
true.
It's doing the work on your subconscious mind. Do you have a visualization wall at your home?
You know, I have vision boards. What I do is the
yeah,
folding trifold boards. I've got several of those, and I put up pictures, and I put up affirmations. I put up all kinds of things that I just really like to look at, and then I put them up in the room where I exercise. We have an elliptical trainer in an enclosed deck, and I put them up, and I rotate them, you know, which ones I want to have up, depending on what I feel like I want to focus on. But yeah, they definitely, it helps me visualize it. And you're right, it's not just visualizing, though. That's part of the problem people had with The Secret, is they thought they could just sit there, close their eyes, imagine it, and it's poof, it's there.
You got to do the work.
But Law of Attraction has the word action in it, and you have to take action.
right.
Yeah, I mean, the universe can give us ideas, but we need to take the actions that we're inspired to take in order to create the results that we want to get. You know,
yeah,
this time is just flying by, and we've only got a little over 5 minutes left,
so
I wanted to make sure that I mention that next week's show on Wednesday, May 7th, my guest will be Michelle Chappell. Michelle has a PhD from Princeton and is also an internationally acclaimed musician, businesswoman, and keynote speaker who inspires us to be more creative in work, school, and life. And during the show, we'll be talking about living your music. Plus, I'll be playing a song called A Little Bit of Heaven from Michelle's latest album, Shine. And I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also sign up for my email list on my website at margotjoydenator.com, or you can follow my Blog Talk Radio show or receive updates on Facebook. And Dave, before we run out of time, also let's just recap what your website is. It's daveandcompany.us, correct?
That's right, yeah.
That's daveandcompany.us.
Yeah.
And then the five keys to mastery is also the, and then number five, keystomastery.com. I highly recommend that everybody checks that out. And Dave, you have also a book that you've created that I wanted to make sure we had time to talk about for a little while here. It's called Video Rules, right?
Yeah. A few years ago, it was the 40th anniversary of, as you say, my love affair with the video camera, and I thought it was the perfect time to share the know-how I've collected and with others, and also perhaps create an income stream.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, sometimes we do what we love and we don't make money, and sometimes we do eventually make money. But whether we do or not actually make money, we do get paid. But yeah, it would be great to make money from the passions as well, because they're helping other people.
Yeah. And a way that people can show their gratitude for all of my experience is, 99 cents for a Kindle on Amazon.
It's only 99 cents? I thought, it's not $1.99? I could have sworn it says
$1. No, it was. I'm changing the prices just to test the markets, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then it's also a soft cover book if people prefer real books.
Yeah,
I still like real books the best.
1995 at daveandcompany.us.
And that's on your website.
Yeah.
It's,
hey, you know,
yeah,
we were talking about anxiety a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us are a little bit anxious about how we look, right? People color their hair and try to look younger, blah, 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 right?
Right.
The people who are the most attractive are the ones who are following their passions. That's a fact.
Oh, that is so totally true. In fact, a really good example of that, as I was teaching an all-day networking workshop at Marin Pros, and it was just amazing. They were having people do elevator speeches about what they were trying to find work in, and I swear to God, Dave, these people look like they were half dead. And so I decided I was going to do an experiment on my own. I said, I want you to think of a passion of yours, something you really wanted to do when you were a child, and I want you to write a elevator speech about what you do as your passion. And at first they were kind of like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But you wouldn't believe it. It's like these people looked like they were like 10, 20 years younger. They looked fully alive. It was just amazing. The dip. We're running out of time, and so,
can I have one moment to
you can have the rest of what we've got left.
I want to spend the next 15 seconds following my passion as an example, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if anybody buys my book or buys the DVD or visits my website.
Mm-hmm.
My passion is to contribute something to womencentersinternational.com. They are in the process of ending poverty one lady at a time, and that
is
my passion.
Do me a favor and email me that information. I will make sure that information gets out to everybody.
Oh, great. But I had to say it because I thought it would be appropriate to end with an example of following one's passion.
I think it's a beautiful one, and thank you so much for being with me today. Everyone, I want you to think about what music you hear calling you and live your passion. Live the five keys. Be more alive. Contribute. Enjoy life and help others enjoy life. Thank you, Dave, for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Marco, and everybody else. Thank you, too.
Bye for now, everyone.